1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. These things have I written unto you, that ye believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Praise the Lord. I want to talk to us today about how to pray with authority. How to pray with authority. I believe if we can catch this, if we can really, really catch this within our hearts today, I believe it will transform our prayer life. And when we transform our prayer life, we're going to transform our church. We're going to transform our families. We're going to transform marriages. We're going to transform this city. Amen. Somebody say, hey, I want to pray with authority. Amen, amen. Lord, we thank you for your mighty word. We thank you for the presence of your spirit moving and working in this house. I pray that your will be done in every life. Lord, help us to catch this vision and this burden today of prayer. I pray that you will let this be a house of prayer. Oh God, move upon us, Lord. Create an urgency within us. Let there be a passion, oh, for prayer, God. In Jesus' name, I pray that you would accomplish your will in every life and every heart. And we give you all the praise and the glory for it right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, somebody say, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. God, work in this house. God, move in this house today. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Come on, I just feel like there's something that God is doing. If we'll open up our hearts, if we'll open up our minds, he's about to do something in us that's going to have lasting results. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. Please be seated today. Why don't more people pray? And for those people who do pray, why don't they pray more? As a pastor trying to lead people to heaven, this is something that has been a constant struggle, trying to get more people to pray. And then for those who are praying a little, trying to get people to pray more. If someone is plugged into spiritual things, you can tell when the church is praying, really praying, and you can tell when they're not. You can know if there's a great level of prayer because of the strength that you feel in the Holy Ghost. And other times you know that there's really not a lot of prayer going on because that strength is just, it's missing. Could I just be honest with us a little here today? Would you allow me to do that today? I just kind of like to tell it like it is, if that's all right. But the strength of prayer that we are feeling today is not what it has been in times past. The strength in prayer is not where it could be. It is not where it should be. Yes, we pray, but I believe today that God has something more for us. Our level of prayer and our strength in prayer is not rising truly to the level of the effectual, fervent prayer that James talks about. if we're just honest with ourselves, all of us need to do more in prayer. Hallelujah. Whatever the reason, whatever the excuse, we've got to change some things and get back to prayer. Yes, when prayer is really going on, the power of it is just evident. And when there's a lack of prayer, there's a weakness in the spirit. When people are praying, there's great unity. There's focus on revival. There's people that are working together well because they've been praying, and God just lets there be synergy and unity, and people work together well when they're praying. When prayer is missing, you'll see the effects. Unity starts to fade. There's less focus on revival and more on petty issues. When leaders are not praying, leaders get distracted. The attacks of the enemy, they succeed in disrupting the mission of the church. People get offended easy when they're not praying. If you're already offended at this pastor, I would question, how's your prayer life going? Help us, Lord. So how can we get people to pray? And how can we get people to pray more? This is an urgent need that is facing us here today. When you see the enemy fighting and winning in some cases, causing people to get so beaten down that they don't make it to church, and those who are bound, so bound by spirits of depression and fear and sickness and discouragement that they just lay out of church, and when people get off track from the powerful place that God has called for them in the spirit, we can just choose to ignore it. We can just choose to keep on barreling down that track, or we can say, you know, something's got to change. Something's got to change. I've got to do something about this, and I can do something about this. I can pray, and I can pray more. Hallelujah. We need to be praying every single day. Once a month. Church family prayer, that's just a start. And there's many that don't even make it to that, but we should be praying every single day. Oh, what will move us? What will make us engage in this most powerful thing that's available to us as a child of God? Are we going to wait until there's a crisis in our life and then we'll pray? God forbid. Church, hear this plea today. You've got to do whatever it takes to make prayer a priority. You need to let this burden take a hold of your heart. Make room for prayer. Make room for prayer. Somebody needs to receive this today, and you need to make room for prayer. So why don't more people pray, and why don't people pray more? In Luke chapter 18, verse 1, we read, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." Sadly, it really is easier to faint than it is to pray. Prayer's not always just an easy thing to do. It's not always fun. It's definitely not always convenient, but it's a necessary thing to do. We ought always to pray and not to faint. On the one hand, it can be hard work to pray. But to faint, you don't even have to try hard. Prayer is active. Fainting is passive. Prayer is paddling upstream against the current, fighting against the status quo. It's refusing to drift easily along with the flow of whatever the enemy of our soul has planned. Many times, prayer is an uphill battle. Fainting, on the other hand, is choosing to take it easy. Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Another translation of that verse says it like this: then he spake a parable to them that men ought always to pray and not lose heart. Can I just be real with us here today? People lose interest in prayer because they lose heart. They get tired. They get bored. They get discouraged. Why is that? Because they really don't think that their prayers are accomplishing anything. If they knew that their prayer was getting through to heaven, if they had seen more of their prayers work, if every time they prayed there was an answer, they would be praying all the time. Oh, how the enemy loves it when we lose heart. How he loves it when we get discouraged. He's so excited when we give up. He rejoices when we don't pray because he knows the power of prayer. What if every one of us knew firsthand the true power of prayer? What if instead of little timid and weak prayers, we were able to pray with authority, with boldness, with determination? Think of all the ways we could turn our world upside down. I believe today that God wants us to learn this, how to pray with authority. And if we can get this, it's going to transform our prayer life. It's going to make a difference in our city and in our world. Hallelujah. Does anybody want to learn this? I want to know how to pray with authority. Every time I go to prayer, I want to have a boldness that comes over me. And I'm not just kind of falling asleep, but I realize I'm shaking the kingdom of darkness. And I'm moving things in the spirit. And something's happening in the supernatural.
Well, first of all, if we want to pray with authority, we've got to realize whose authority is it? The chief priest came to Jesus and they asked him, by what authority do you do these things? Who gave you this authority? His ministry was rocking their religious world. And they were trying to bring his authority under question, to undermine his influence. But Matthew 28:18 says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Power and authority has been delegated to us by Jesus Christ. We can't do the miracle ourselves. We're not able to heal the sick. We can't make revival happen on our own. We have to plug into the authority that God has given us. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. It's his power that works in us. So whose authority is it? Everybody say, it's God's authority. The text we read from today in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. When we pray and ask God for anything according to his will, he does hear. Well, how do we know if what we're asking is according to his will? How do we know the will of God? I think that's the key here today. Legal experts recommend that everybody have a will. All right? For those who have a lot of assets and they're very rich, and you know, that's more important than maybe the rest of us. But suppose that the wife of a very rich man had just become a widow. And she says, you know what? I just wish I knew whether my husband had left anything to me. What would we tell her? Why don't you go read his will and see? You got to go read the will. The word testament, legally speaking, it means a person's will, their last wishes. I want to tell you today, the Bible contains God's last will and testament. And in his word, he has outlined what he gives us. All the blessings of redemption and salvation, all of his promises to us, everything that he's left unto us, it's all in his last will and testament. It's his holy word. When we think of it like that, we should want to read our Bible more. Because we're reading the testament of God's will, the Old Testament, the New Testament. We're finding out everything that God has promised us. His last will and testament, it is forever settled. Nothing can change it. What it promises is forever established. And when we read it, we understand the will of God. We see what God has for us, what he has promised us, the blessings he has left for us, the gifts that we've been given. It's in his will. It's all here. It's right here in the will of God, in the word of God. Going back to 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And then verse 15, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If he hears us, then whatever we ask, we know that we have what we desired of the Lord. If he hears us, how do we know if he hears us? If we're asking something according to his will. How do we know if we're asking something according to his will? We read the will. We read the will. Our prayers should always be grounded in the authority of God's word. That's how we know if we're praying according to his will. And if it is, then he hears us. And if he hears us, then we know that we have what we are asking him for. Our prayers should always be grounded in the authority of God's word. We've got to make sure the promises of God cover the things that we're asking him for. If not, then we're not really able to pray with authority. And yeah, we can ask God for anything. We can just step out and say, God, I want you to do something that's not promised in your word. And I mean, try it and see what happens. But when we know that the promises of God's word cover what we're asking him for, then we can pray with a whole different level of faith and boldness. Because we're not just praying for something that we've come up with along the way somewhere. No, we're standing on the word of God. You want to talk about authority. You want to talk about authority. Get in the word of God. Find out what God's will is for your life and for your family and for your church and for this city. And then you go to prayer and say, God, I'm standing on your word. I'm declaring your promises. I'm speaking by faith, but it's faith in the word of God that's been forever settled in heaven. So what are you talking? Give me an example, Pastor. If we're in a financial slump, but we've been faithful in bringing our tithe and our offerings to the Lord, we can open our Bible to Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. And we can read what it says to the Lord. God, your word says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and will pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. God, that's your word. God, that's your will. That's what you've promised me, Lord. This is your last will and testament. These are not just idle words. This is not just something that's been made up. Lord, this is what you've decreed. It is forever settled. And now, Lord, I've done what you told me to do.
I've been faithful in putting you first in my finances. And now I've got a real financial need. You said, Lord, I could prove you. I could try you. I could put you to the test. And you'd pour out a blessing that would be so great that I don't even have room to contain it. And so, God, right now I stand on your word, and I pray that you do it. God, I pray that you'd make a way. I pray you'd open the door. I pray you supply this need. You've promised it to me, and I've come to your throne with boldness because it's your will that you do that for me. This is not in my notes, but I feel it so strong. You, some of you have been so nervous about putting God in your finances. Well, how if I do that, how am I going to pay the bills? And if I put God first and take 10% and then 5% for offering and whatever you're given to, and then, well, how am I going to make it? And I tell you, you need to, there needs to be an authority that comes over you as a child of God. And you say, no, I'm not going to be listening to that voice of fear and doubt, but I'm going to listen to what the Word of God says. And then I'm going to go pray. And I'm going to say, God, I'm giving my tithe. I'm giving my offering. And Lord, I'm going to prove you. Lord, I pray that you would do it. I pray that you would let me open a new business. I pray that you would give me a raise on the job. I pray, God, that you would start to bless my family. I pray that you would protect us, Lord, from financial ruin. I pray, Lord, that you would open the door.
You see what we're talking about? That's how to pray with authority. Now, if we've not been faithful in tithe and offerings, we can't pray with that authority. There's a little hang up there, you know. Now we can say, God, please have mercy and bail me out. And sometimes he does that, okay? But it's hard to be bold in prayer when we haven't done what God told us to do. So do what God tells you to do, and then step out in faith and say, God, I'm declaring your word. Amen. I'm claiming the promises you have for me. We've got to be sure the promises of God cover the things we're asking him for. We should always be, our prayers should always be grounded in the authority of God's word. And when we're grounded like that, we go after it with everything we've got. We don't let up until something happens. That's how we pray with authority. Romans 10 and 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Praying with authority is praying with faith, and faith, Bible faith, is based on the Word of God. It comes by hearing the Word of God. If we get out beyond the Word of God, then our faith really doesn't have a basis to stand on. But if we're standing on God's Word, it's a better foundation than what's used to build the tallest skyscraper. Hallelujah. Some of you trust the foundation in this building more than you trust this word. Because you haven't been living according to the word, but you're sitting here trusting the foundation's not going to crumble and tear you down into the basement somehow. And you're trusting the foundation of this building more than you trust this foundation that is forever settled. You can bank on this, folks. You can live by this. Hallelujah. When the promises of God cover what we're believing for, we can pray with authority. So we've got to get in the Word, and we've got to find scriptures that cover our case. We've got to find scriptures that promise us the things that we're praying for. And then we have a solid foundation for our faith. When there's a need in our life, before we pray, we need to have an understanding of what God's Word says about the things that we're facing. And then we've got the word for backup. We go to prayer, and there's no doubt, because now we're standing on the word and we're solid in our faith, because we're not just praying our will. We're not just praying our wishes. We're not just begging God. We're saying, God, you promised this in your word, and so I'm going to pray with authority now because you spoke it. You declared it, and I'm claiming what you spoke to me, oh God. In the name of Jesus, some of you, I know that you have lost loved ones and you've been praying for them, but I just believe there needs to be a shift in our prayers. And instead of, God, please help my lost loved one, and that's okay sometimes, but sometimes you've got to say, no, I'm going to go to another level of faith. I'm going to go to another level of faith. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God, in your word, it says you're not willing that my lost loved ones go to hell. You're not willing. God, that's not what you want. That is not your will. It is your will for them to be saved. It is your will for them to be delivered. It's your will for them to come to the house of the Lord. And so, God, I'm praying and I'm standing on your word. And whatever it takes, God, let them be saved. Get a hold of their heart, Lord. Shake them up, Lord. Deal with them. Don't let them be lost. Don't let them be lost. Save their soul, God. I'm not going to let up until it happens. I believe it's going to happen because, God, I see it in your word, and I know you're hearing my prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't feel like God dealt with me about this by accident, but I feel like there's a shift coming in this church, and there's a shift coming in all of us, and there's something happening because God's saying, I'm ready to do some things, but I'm looking for some people that will pray with boldness and pray with authority. Now, Jesus said we should pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Sometimes our prayers aren't answered because we're not praying the right things. We're praying our will. We're praying what we think God ought to do. Lord, I've got it all figured out, and if you would just do this, and then if you would, you know, move on that person and then open this door, it's all going to work out, God. And so that's what we're praying. God, give me this. Do this for me. Answer my request. James 4 and 3 says, ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. So it's selfish prayers. Selfish prayers. The purpose of prayer is not to persuade God to do the things that we want. No, the purpose of prayer is to align our will with his will. And then when our will is one with the will of God, then we partner with God and we ask him to accomplish his will here on this earth. And God answers that kind of prayer. God answers that kind of prayer. Heaven moves in response to that kind of praying. If we want our prayers answered, then we've got to get our will lined up with the will of God. How do we do that? We get in the Word. We get in the Word. We start reading his word every single day. And when we come across the scripture that meets our situation and ministers to the need in our family or in the need in our life, we take a big old highlighter and we highlight that and we put it on a post-it note and everywhere we can. And every time we see that, we start praying that scripture. We start praying that promise from God. We start standing on the word of God with faith. Hatabasunda. Amen. You ever needed peace? Your mind was troubled and you were dealing with issues and frustrations and all of that. And God, I just wish I had peace. But Lord,
you know, I just don't even know. Do you want me to have peace, or do you want me to struggle with this, or, you know, and that's not a place of authority. But when we read scriptures like, I'm messing y'all all up, going out of order. I'm sorry. John chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You go to scriptures like Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Lord, you know the trouble that's on my mind. God, you see this anxiety. You see all of this fear. You see all of this that I'm frustrated about. But Lord, your word, you said, God, that you leave peace unto me. You're giving me peace. Let not my heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Lord, I pray your word right now, because I'm speaking your will right now in prayer. Lord, let the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, let it keep my heart, let it keep my mind through Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will let there be a covering of peace right now. I pray, God, that you would send an angel of peace to stay beside my bed all night long, so I can sleep like a baby and not worry anymore. I stand on your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we're under spiritual attack, sometimes you don't know what to pray. Just so overwhelmed, you can't even think straight. If you've never been there, you just wait. There'll be something that happens. I don't even know what to pray, God. I don't know how to pray. Can't even think to pray. I don't want to pray. I'm mad. Sometimes all you can do is go to the Word. But you start praying. Scriptures like Psalms chapter 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my strength in whom I trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. You read scriptures and start praying like Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 17. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I'm going to condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness of me, saith the Lord. God, it's your word. It's your word. I don't have the strength to, I don't even know what to think or what to pray, but God, I'm praying your word. I'm standing on these promises. It's all I've got to go on, but it's the best foundation there is, and I can pray with authority, and I can receive what he has promised me in his word. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I want to ask you a question today. How many of you believe that it is God's will to forgive you of all your sins? Do you believe it's God's will that he will forgive you of all your sins? Now
let me ask you a follow-up question. How many of us believe today that God will heal us of all our diseases? I know we say yes, but a lot of times what we're saying is God can. I don't know for sure if He will. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Healing was done in the same work that forgiveness of sins was. So just as we have unshakable faith that God wants to forgive us of every single sin, and when we mess up, we go to Him and we say, Lord, forgive me, and He does it. We can have the same faith that when we're sick in body, sick in mind, sick in spirit, that He will heal our diseases. With His stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're claiming healing, I want you to start praying with authority and a boldness like you've never had before. God, I'm praying Your word. By Your stripes, I am healed. By Your stripes, I am healed. Lord, You promised it. It's not my word. God, it's Your word. It's Your will. It's forever settled. And I pray it right now with boldness and authority. Well, what about my need, Pastor? You don't have a scripture to cover my need. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. No, you really don't, Pastor. You just don't know my trouble. You just don't know my family. You don't know my situation. You don't know how bad I've messed up. You don't know how big my need is. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Whatever the need, whatever the circumstance, how big, ever big the problem, no matter what it is, He wants to supply all your need. You stand on the word of God. You pray it with boldness. You pray it with authority. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you stand with me in closing today? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. When a need comes up in our life, when our family's going through something, when we're faced with hard decisions and we need to know the will of God, even in times of emergency, our first thought should be, what has God's word said about this? Not what does it say on social media? Not what does ChatGPT say, not what does the devil say. A lot of times that's what we're listening to. What does God's word say about this? And then we pray the word of God. Too many, what does God's word say? Too many people, they answer, well, I don't really know. That's a problem. Because you're not able to pray with authority if you don't know what the Word of God says. Find the scriptures that promise us what we're praying for. And then we're always on safe ground when we're in the Word. Amen. If we get away from God's Word, it's hard to pray with boldness and authority. But when we're standing on God's Word that's forever settled, we can pray with authority until something happens. Let's go back to our text. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Do you believe on the name of Jesus today? Okay, well, this is to us. That ye may know that ye have eternal life and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Verse 14, and this is the confidence. Some of you are lacking confidence in your prayer. And this is what you need right here. This is the confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. So I'm going to pray His word, and I know it's according to His will, and I know that He hears my prayer. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. When I'm praying the Word of God, I have a promise from the Word of God that God hears my prayer because I'm praying His will. I'm praying His Word. And whatever I'm asking, if it's in the Word, He's hearing me. And if He hears me, I have confidence in knowing it's already done. It's not that we're going to have what we've asked Him. It's that we have it. It's done. Sometimes things are done in the spirit world. We're still struggling to pray with authority. And it doesn't drop down into the natural yet. All it's taken is somebody just say, God, your word says it, so I'm just going to believe it, and I'm going to pray it, and I'm going to have it. We don't ask amiss. We don't ask on our lust. We don't ask selfishly. But God, I pray your word today. Amen, amen. I believe today there is a moving of God's Spirit in this house for this church and for this city. And God's saying, I want to raise up prayer warriors. I want to raise up young people that before anything else, you know how to do. You know how to pray the Word of God. And you know how to pray with authority. And I believe there's elders here today that you've seen many, many prayers answered, and God's saying, I've still got you around because I've got more prayers for you to pray. Hallelujah. And I believe there's people here today that you've been discouraged because the enemy's been beating up on you and he's been telling you all the problems and all the reasons why you can't have a miracle and all the things that God, He can't do. And sometimes we hear all of that stuff and we start believing it. And what you need to do, you need to stop listening to all of that and you need to get in the Word of God. You need to get in the Word of God. I can't tell you how many times going through this last couple of months and things that I've been facing that the cloud of doubt and fear would come and I'd start looking at all the impossibilities. Well, God, it just can't happen and there's no way it could happen. And I don't even know, God, this is horrible. What am I going to do? And all of a sudden I got, wait a second. Wait a second. What does the Word say? And I'd start reading scriptures that declare the promises of God. And I might go 2 or 3 or 4 or 10 or 15 and all of a sudden one would hit and like, oh, that one's to me. It was written over 2,000 years ago, but God, you put it in there for me. You put it in there for my situation. Come on, somebody, get a hold of the Word and start praying it and start receiving what God has for you. If you need a miracle today, if you need a blessing today, if you need a financial miracle, if there's a problem in your family that you don't know how to work out, if you're here today and you need deliverance because you've been bound by something you can't get free from, I want you to make your way to this altar right now and I want you to cry out to God, Lord, I stand upon your word. You said you supply all my needs according to your riches and glory. Come on, somebody. You stand on the word of God. Lord, I'm declaring your word. I believe your word. Lord, I receive your word. I speak your word today in the name of Jesus. Let it happen in me today. Lord, I declare your promises. I come with boldness. I come with authority. I'm receiving what you've promised to me in your word, oh God.